Is creationism inherently unscientific? This is part 1 of 8 by Paul Abramson, editor of www.creationism.org. If we take a box, say a medium-sized regular box, close it up, seal it, put it in a closet, say in a cool, dry place, and leave it there for 10 minutes, or say a week, or say a year. Let's say we left it there for 50 years, and we came back, we opened up that box, what would we expect to find inside, except for spiders or something like that? If it was a cool, dry place and free of insects and things like that, we should expect to find that box to still be empty, correct? We would not expect to find that a little bang had happened inside that box, right? So you could leave a box, say, or you could make the box very big. Let's say you make the box as big as the Earth, and you close it up and seal it and just leave it somewhere in space. Would you expect a bang, medium-sized, little, or big bang, to happen inside that box? That would be unscientific, wouldn't it? Now, obviously, what I'm talking about is the Big Bang Theory, because we know scientists have made very good illustrations for us. They have, you know, made all kinds of conjectures. They have all kinds of theories saying, oh, this is how the universe came to be. There was a Big Bang, and it was billions and billions of years ago, some say 12, some say 13, some say 16 or 20 billion years ago. And because they tend to concur on this, it sounds very scientific. But I would contend that the Big Bang is not necessarily the only scientific theory around of how our universe came to be. In fact, if we talk about the little bang happening inside the empty box, whether it's the size of a medium-sized box that you'd put a clothes in, or it's the size of a planet, we wouldn't expect something from nothing for no reason to happen inside that box, right? Let's talk briefly about what is science. Some properties of science. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If we turn on the lights in the room, or turn them off, turn them on, turn them off, the electricity is going through the wire, it's heating up the light bulb, if it's incandescent bulb, or it's exciting the gases in the fluorescent tubes, right, and converting those electrons into light, and a lot of light and a little bit of heat. Right? That's the way that these things were designed. Nothing in the universe is gained or lost in this process, because we know that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The idea of something kind of exploding into existence all by itself, that's unscientific. I understand some people believe that, but they shouldn't call it science. It's a belief. It's their religious belief, and it's a belief by people who are, to put it quite frankly, standing against God. So when people say creationism is inherently unscientific, that's fine for them to say that, but I would say that atheism is inherently unscientific, because every action has an equal and opposite reaction. I hope you're following my logic here. You can listen to this again, of course, if you want, and we have several other sections here defending creation science. But I want you to consider this logically. You see, if creationists are right, if there is a God, a creator or creators of some kind, that means that we were probably created for some purpose, and that also means that after we die, which we're all going to die, we're going to have to answer for what we did in this life. One of the problems with atheistic evolution is that it claims that we will not have to answer to God, that we live this life for fun or for whatever other purpose or whatever higher goals, preserving the environment or something like that, which is wonderful, that we don't have to answer to God. I consider that to be, it's a nice belief. It is not science. What science is things that are testable, repeatable. It has nothing to do with something like a Big Bang, with something from nothing exploding into existence, and then they illustrate it, and they pay people a lot of money, and they write great magazine articles, they put it on TV and specials, and they illustrate it many ways. That doesn't make it more true. Remember that for over 1,000 years, scientists believed that the Earth was at the center of the universe. There was a Greek mathematician, Ptolemy, about 200 AD roughly, who he did a lot of good research, and he showed many different things mathematically. And then he proposed that the Earth was at the center of the universe. That theory held among scientists for over 1,000 years. They strongly believed it. People from other fields, including religious leaders, believed that. Then they thought, okay, well, these scientists must know what they're talking about. And then they believed that this must be true. And so when this man Galileo came along and said, my calculations show that the Earth is not at the center of the universe, This is not an example of science versus a religion. This is an example of scientists who were wrong for over 1,000 years. And you did have some religious leaders who said, oh, well, we need to stick with the scientists. Believe what the scientists said because they're probably right and that's their expertise and things like that. So today, with the creation evolution debate, we have people who are saying, stick with the scientists. The scientists are automatically right. And we even have many religious leaders who are saying, oh, evolution must be true. The scientists all believe it, or many of the scientists do, or most of them do. And so, but that's not necessarily the only theory in town. Let me give you one more brief example in this section. Let's say you and I are walking down the street and we come upon a car. And we both look at the car, and you and I come up with two very different theories of why this thing exists. And maybe you look at the car, and you say, this looks like it was designed. It's very shiny, and it's the windows go up and down when it rains. It can close up in such a way that the rain doesn't go inside. Look, there's a key in it. We can start it. We can drive it around. It has headlights, so you can drive it at night. You then may theorize, if you're thinking logically, I would contend, that perhaps someone designed this thing. I then may, if I was the evolutionary thinking person, may laugh and say, no, if you say there was a designer, that is automatically unscientific. Clearly, this thing fell together all by itself. We know that rubber grows on trees. This thing probably tumbled in a stream. That's why this huge giant rock, which I would maybe call it, if I was thinking as an evolutionist, how it got all smooth and things. Oh, look, there's an air bubble in the middle of this. Perhaps part of it is agate or some other kind of silicon or something. That's why we can see through part of it. But clearly this thing fell together by chance. So we have two very different theories. Now, obviously, this is a ridiculous theory that I'm the example that I'm showing, but I'm trying to show that creation science really is a valid theory. The idea that we were created, that someone has put us on this planet, is a scientific theory. It is not inherently unscientific to see something complex and say, oh, if you say there was a designer, that's automatically unscientific. But you know, there's some big differences between humans and cars. Humans are made of 100% biodegradable parts. Cars aren't. Humans are self-assembling. Have you ever thought of that before when you were a small child? Each cell is self-assembling. All you do is cram waffles and jelly beans and pizza and stuff like that in your mouth, and your digestive system sorts out the minerals, sorts out the carbohydrates, sorts out the fats, the proteins, and is assembling your body one cell at a time. It's partially self-repairing. Your body is very different than a car. It is so many times more complex than something as simple as a rusting automobile. Can you imagine a car that lasts for 40 or 50 years without major maintenance? That would be incredible, wouldn't it? A car is very simple, of course. But many human bodies last for that long without major surgery of any kind. Or if you cut your skin, it's possible that the skin, you can put it back together and it will heal itself. If you put the bones back in place when you break your bone, within limits, then the bone will repair itself. We are incredibly, wonderfully and marvelously made, the Bible tells us. Anyway, I hope you do find this section interesting. We have a lot of information on creationism.org. It is free to copy. Most of the things, excuse me, are free to copy, free to use for any educational purpose. God bless you.